You're listening to Digging the Dirt, The Allotment Show. Welcome to the show and the first of 2023, a brand new year ahead of us. And thanks for tuning in. Maybe, like me, you're having a little break from the allotment at the moment. I'm just tidying up there at the moment, and I've just got kale in there and sprouts. But it's more a time for reflecting on last year, isn't it? And of course, planning what we plan to do for the new season. And I'll be talking a little later in the programme about seed catalogues and a great one that's recently dropped through my letterbox. So we'll pick up on that a little bit later in the show. And I asked the question, what were your growing successes in 2022? I wanted to start off with something a bit positive on the show to kick off the new year. And as always, we had a great response from you. So I'll share some of these with you. And first up, we've got Claire. And Claire says, red onions did very well. So did strawberries. I think it was because I used liquid seaweed, which was very helpful. Well, I've never used liquid seaweed. I've got to say, I make my own comfrey tea and just got a little section of growing comfrey at the bottom of the allotment there. And that does great for me, but never tried seaweed. Obviously, does the job for you, Claire. That's fantastic. Now, Russell, another Russell says, butternut squash, over 100 kilos of tomatoes, cauliflower chilies were my best ever this year, together with aubergines, potatoes, and garlic. Oh, and hundreds of courgettes. Well, we've all been there, Russell, with loads of courgettes that we don't really know what to do with. And of course, you can't give them away after a while, can you? That's the thing. Now, I grew butternut squash this year. I usually grow everything from seed, as I mentioned before, but I was in a garden centre and there was one lone plant left. So I had to take it away with me, and it did really very, very well, I've got to say. And I'm going to try aubergines as well myself this year. It's a long time since I've grown those. Julian Kent says, and Julie says, for me, runner beans were the best ever. Strawberries were not so great. Tomatoes never ending. Plenty of cucumbers. Aubergine. Peppers were okay. And spinach was good too. Teresa says, butternut squash were fabulous this year. Got over 100 good size ones from 7 plants. Well, I just mentioned I got that one lone plant from a local garden centre, and I had from that one 8 or 9, I think it was 9, great squashes off that, good size and kept really well. Claire says, strawberries, rhubarb, blueberries, raspberries, tomatoes, courgettes, pumpkins, one of which was 13 kilos, and French beans were all fantastic, but a waste of time was runner beans and peas. Well, my runner beans were great, but the peas and mange too were a bit disappointing, I have to say, for me last year. Anne, who's in the West Midlands, says, raspberries, Swiss chard, tomatoes and peas were all great for her. Lindsay says, my parsnips were a surprising success. Well, I never grew any parsnips. I just realised at Christmas, actually, and never grew any last year. So that might be on the cards for this year. Avril up in Cumbria says, sweet corn, lettuce and courgettes. Beans and peas were okay, but not as good as last year. Tomatoes were rubbish. Oh, I wonder what happened there, Avril. Peter says, generally a good year despite the drought, but not much need for weeding in that heat. Best ever for tomatoes, cucumbers, but peppers were poor. Yana says, for me, it was a tomato year and pink banana squash. I had 2 plants and could feed the whole country. Well, I've never tried. I must look that up. I've never tried pink banana squash. I'm going to have a look at that, Yana, and see if that's perhaps for me this year as well. Celeste says, brassicas were brilliant, but I would not plant so much of everything. Well, I think that's a problem for all of us, isn't it? And but you can always give it away to your neighbours and do a bit of a swap on the plot as well. I know on my allotment, we've got a table up there, and actually on the main road, a little box full of veg we just put on there, and anyone can help themselves. So that's a good idea. Kathy in West Yorkshire, in my polytunnel, my tomatoes and the aubergines did great, but yet to crack growing good peppers. I had a pretty good year for peppers myself. And Kathy said, fennel all went to seed before it grew big. Susie, from 5 cucumber plants, I had nearly 100 cucumbers. We couldn't give them away in the end. Well, that's a good position to be in, isn't it? Sue says, courgettes, but definitely not planted so many next year, but made lots of things with them. Well, maybe you can give me a few tips what to do with a glut of courgettes there, Sue. Norrie says, curly kale was delicious and still going strong. I picked them, vacuum seal, and freeze them. Onions also did well. I won't need to buy any, probably, for the whole year. So they obviously stored pretty good as well. Mark says, dahlias. Yeah, we often forget about flowers, don't we, on the allotment. Dahlias for the first time, Mark says he grew here. They were slow starters, but super impressed by the number of huge flowers all the way to November and the first frosts. Disappointed, though, by some flowers. Maybe it was too dry for lots of flowers. I don't know, he says. Marilyn, borage and salsify, but they're self-seeding everywhere. Well, that's the problem. I think when I first got my plot, somebody must have grown borage for certain up there, and it pops up everywhere. But good for the pollinators, of course. Great for the bees. Pam says, I was a first timer this year, and defo not planting 6 courgette seeds. There we go. More than you can deal with, of course, there. Pat says, fruit has been amazing this year, especially apples and also the beans and the peas. Now, I had a great crop of apples, a little bit smaller, actually, I noticed last year. Pears were fantastic. They were really very, very good. But my plum tree wasn't very good at all. That was very disappointing for me. Sweet corn, says Bill, was great this year, as was a second sowing of French climbing beans. It was a good crop of pears, plums and apples, although the apples were definitely smaller this year. Well, as I just mentioned, I found exactly the same thing there, Bill. Did okay with various potatoes, but again, were smaller this year. Heather says, cherry tomatoes were prolific, as always, but pride of the season for me was Golden Wonder potatoes, big and tasty. Lettuce and pak choi were also good. Well, I grew this year, last year, I should say, the variety of potatoes, Home Guard. Never tried them before. They're a first early. And I've got to say, they were really very, very good indeed, and stored well too. Alan says, tomato spuds, runner beans all did well, had a good crop of black currants, and the pears, apples and plums were good too. Great, Alan, that's good to know. Need to rethink about leeks, however, due to falling victim of allium leaf minor. So the old pests creeping in there. Liz says, runner beans were a late starter, but then went bonkers in the summer. Yeah, I had a good crop of runner beans. French beans were a bit duff, says Liz. Autumn raspberries did really well, as did the onions, spuds and broad beans. Trying tomatoes and peppers and melons next year, so this year. Mel says, Swede were a success, and will grow more next year, red cabbage, as less affected by slugs. Oh, that's interesting to know, Mel. And I need to add more nutrients to the soil to keep on top of weeding. Well, thanks for all those. There's too many to read out, really, but that gives a little bit flavour of what you were all experience last year. Some great successes. Now, don't tell me you've had your usual seed catalogues drop through the letterbox there, or downloading them, of course, as you can do these days. And isn't it great, just maybe on a Saturday or a Sunday morning, if you can't get out, just to sit there with a tea or a coffee and just flick through some fantastic seed catalogues and just have a think, have a plan about what you're going to do for the coming year. And I had a great one that dropped through the letterbox just a week or two ago, I've got to say. It was the D.T. Brown catalogue with its vintage style front cover. And getting on, I've got to say, for 300 pages must be there. So a great catalogue. And of course, it takes some time to get through. But in the middle of the catalogue is a fantastic resource that I've just got to tell you about. It's called their Growing Record. So right in the middle of their catalogue, there's this Growing Record section. And it starts with a little guide how to use this section in the catalogue. And the first part really is a growing and harvesting chart. So it's got all the common veg and fruit in there, the best time to sow, when it'll be ready for harvesting, etc. But the main bit of the record starts off with the growing record itself. And this includes the variety of the plants that you're going to sow, the number of pots or trays that you've sown into, so you can record that, the date of sowing, the germination date you can record, the percentage of seeds that germinate, so you record that as well, the date you transplanted them and thinning out as well, and of course, the all-important harvest date. So you can record that. There's 8 sections for up to 8 plots there as well. Then there's a record for weekly sowing and a harvesting diary. So just a general summary there, you can keep going. There's a planner in there as well in graph format for up to 8 beds. So you can draw out your plots and mark on them, you know, where you planted everything. So you don't inadvertently dig them up later in the summer. And finally, there's a season review. And a yield and crop chart actually is in there as well. And then the final bit, as I mentioned, is this season review. You can just have a look back. Which were your best plants, the best germinating, the heaviest crop, etc., and just make some notes on there. So really a fantastic resource. If you're a little bit like me and you keep lots of notes and a diary and everything about what you're sowing and when, all this just in one place, a really, really great resource. So if you don't get the DT Brown catalogue, then try and get hold of one, and I think you'll find that very, very useful, that middle section there. Well, another growing season is upon us, isn't it now? So maybe you're just sticking to your old varieties. I certainly like to try just one or two new things. Stick with the old favourites, of course, but try something new, a couple of new things each year. I'm going to set up a frame for the first time for autumn fruiting raspberries, autumn bliss. I've got one or two autumn bliss at the moment, but I'm just going to tidy them all up a little bit, get some new plants in, put a couple of stakes, wire them all in so it just looks a little bit better and a bit more organised, really, down on the plot there. I'm growing aubergines for a long time, I've got to say, down on the allotment too this year. But the first job, I've collected up all the tools from the greenhouse, from the garage and the shed. So they're all together at the moment, just waiting to be brushed down, cleaned up a little bit and oiled, ready for the new season. And I quite like, enjoy doing that. Just a little bit of time out, just, 15 minutes, half an hour at a time, cleaning them up, all ready for the new season. And one big job that I've certainly got to do is make new compost bins. The 3 that I've got at the bottom of my plot, they're a bit dilapidated, I've got to say, at the moment. So the time has come after about 8 to 10 years, really, is to pull them all up and start again. Just got to get hold of some pallets first, and then clear it out a little bit and get started on that. So plenty to do, as always, and plenty to look forward to and plan. Well, that's about it, really, for this show. Just a short one for our first one of the new year. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back next month. We'll be planning to have some guests on the show as well, and some of our old friends back that we've spoken to over the years, just to have a catch up with them and see how they're doing on their plots and their gardening as well. So in the meantime, thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch or feature on the program, just email me on rparry1961@gmail.com. That's rparry1961@gmail.com. Or you can check out the website. That's Digging the Dirt, The Allotment Show. Just give a search on the internet and it will pop up and you can send a message via there. So all the best, happy planning for 2023. Get those catalogues out and let's get thinking about what we're going to be doing in the future. I'll see you next time. Ta-ra. You've been listening to Digging the Dirt, The Allotment Show.